Hello and welcome to another episode of For Puck's Sake Podcast. We are running Meganless again today, but we have a hell of an episode ahead for you.
Yeah, let's see how this goes. Let's top it off with a, not top it off, but let's get it started with the wellness check. I'm not even going to lie, I did not watch any hockey this week, but we're going to start with the Leafs. They beat Jersey on Tuesday and then lost to Jersey on Thursday, which is just really embarrassing in my humble opinion. I didn't look at the lineups, so like it could have been different lineups, and maybe it was just something that didn't work out on Thursday, or like had, I don't know if they had people out. I don't even know, but that's just really embarrassing. They also lost. Yeah, didn't love that. That was overtime, if I'm remembering correctly. And in that game, Austin Matthews scored his 69th goal of the season. We were all hoping for 70, but it just did not pan out for us. Also, after the game, Keith says, I hate him calling him that, Sheldon Keith, when being interviewed, I'm assuming, said that the quote-unquote pressure for Austin Matthews hitting 70 goals is a distraction for the last two games of the season, and like he wants Matthews to rest ahead of playoffs. But it's like then there's comments of people being like, well, if he's fine playing, like he can rest. There's two more games left. Rest him for one game and let him for the other, blah 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 blah, try to get him to the 70. I don't really know how I feel about that. I feel like whatever Austin Matthews wants to do should be what Austin Matthews does.
I agree.
Like I understand, like as a coach you want to put forth your best team, but I feel like if a player feels good and they're like, yeah, especially when you have two games left, I feel like you can kind of be like, yeah, let me play this game, and but also with Austin, I feel like I don't know how his wrist is doing, if it's been bothering him at all this season. It seems like not, but like I understand you don't want to risk one of your star players getting injured. Mm-hmm. Last two games of the season, and also our last two games of the season are against pretty important people, which we'll get to in 5 seconds. So you don't know if someone's going to try to be like, oh, like in that mindset of, do we wear out this team? Do we try to take out a guy before playoffs, which is a fucked up mindset to have, but there are some people that maybe would have that mindset. Also depending on who's playing, because like if it's their star players or whatever, like they're, I don't know, it could be just like very soft playing. I feel like the last two games of the season can really go either way. But yeah, we round out the regular season this week away with a back-to-back against the Panthers on Wednesday.
I think that's right. Yeah.
And then the Lightning we play on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that goes. We'll see if Austin plays and can get the 70, and who's out for rest and who's in.
Mm-hmm. Also, I just checked. It's Tuesday. It's tomorrow.
Tuesday yeah. And Wednesday. Okay.
Yeah. So if you want to watch together, maybe we do a little watch party for Panthers versus Leafs.
Oh, yeah.
That might be fun. Depends on who's available, but I'd be down to do that. Are you set with the Leafs? Can I?
Yeah, I don't have any more thoughts.
Beautiful. My Panthers, my little Florida Panthers. The Florida Panthers owner and governor of Sunrise Sports and Entertainment, Vincent Viola, announced that the club agreed to a multi-year contract extension with Bill Zito. And they also promoted him to not just general manager, but he's president of hockey operations as well now. So that's pretty exciting. I've really enjoyed how hockey has been in South Florida since Bill Zito has taken over. it's a far cry from the past, the recent past of the long list of general managers and hockey operations presidents that we had in the past. So I'm personally really excited about this. Other than that, exciting news is that Ekblad and Verhaeghe are back in practice in full contact jerseys. They won't be in the next game against the Leafs, but they will be ready for game one. So similar to the Leafs thinking of resting Austin Matthews, we're definitely like following that same route and possibly resting Ekblad and Verhaeghe so that they're from full force before for playoffs. Other than that, we have been playing pretty well, even without some people in the lineup. I think we got like 2 shutouts in a row. Let me double check. It was like, hang on. Saturday we won against the Sabres. It was 3-2. It wasn't a shutout. I'm pretty sure we had 2 shutouts in 1 week. Am I losing my mind? I might have been lying. I might have been losing my mind. Yeah, I'm not sure. Give me 1 second. Because I really want to, like, talk up my goalies. Yeah, we did have a shutout against the Senators. It was 2-0 Senators. It was a cool game. And then we shut out the Blue Jackets. It was 4-0. So it was Tuesday and Thursday. So not too shabby for not having the whole team roster full, but yeah, I'm feeling good about playoffs. Really excited about that.
I love that for you.
Thank you. Hope we'll see how amicable we'll be if like Panthers and Leafs face each other.
Yeah, we'll see.
I will say like Florida fans are like we haven't come from a history of having nice things. Mm-hmm. So like we now that we have nice things, we still have that mentality of being like really like salty and stuff. Like
yeah.
Just like not in a like a bad way, but like we kinda like to troll. We like to mm-hmm. like poke fun at different teams. And so like yeah. even though the We Want Florida chants were like out of context, like they're never gonna let the Leafs live that down. Excuse me.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes Tuesday, and then Lord knows what's gonna happen
in the playoffs.
After that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, so a couple of things that happened, not too much. Well, there was a lot, but we're going to save the big bits for last, but some small things that happened this week. The Flyers signed Wayne Simmonds for a 1-day contract to retire as a Flyer, which I feel like everyone knew that was going to happen at some point. It just kind of, I feel like it took Wayne Simmonds to be like, yeah, let's be done, and you know.
He took his time to retire because he, like any person, I think, like, you devote your life to a certain thing, and then mm-hmm. you have to, like, come to terms with, like, it not being the case anymore.
Yeah. So, to him, and I hope you find something fulfilling. I feel like he's going to end up working in hockey somewhere, doing something. Yeah. Also, the, I don't know who this man is, Devin Cooley. I would love to be taught about this man because some pretty sick things happened this week. Number one, we learned that Devin Cooley has a bunny with its own jersey. A little bunny jersey!
I opened the tweet just now. It is so cute. It is so stinking cute.
Also, that might be, like, the cutest bunny I've ever seen.
I know. The little floppy ears.
Oh. It's just so cute. And, like, where do you even find a jersey that small?
They had to have, like, custom made that or something. Like I cannot believe they just had to, like, had this on stock for him.
I know. He was like, hey, so, like, I actually have a bunny. Can you get my bunny a jersey with my name on it? And then he did have a pretty cool quote this week. Do you know what the context of this was? Because I've just seen the quotes. I haven't seen any context really behind it of, like, when he said it.
I think the context was, like, was essentially talking about, like, because he plays for the Sharks, and the Sharks not doing well in general. Like, they were asking him what his mindset was in terms of, like, playing on a losing team, you know? So he says, like, they're asking him about, I think, the score, and he's like, I check it every once in a while, but yeah, I just try to stay present in the moment. I just keep repeating myself, like, there are no thoughts, there is no future, there are no thoughts, there is no future. I just say that over and over and over again. So that way, I could just take it one save at a time, Cooley explained. Then I also say, nothing matters, nobody cares, nothing matters, nobody cares. So it keeps me grounded. Like, if I make a big save or I look up, I'm like, wow, a goal in 40 shots or whatever. And I'm like, I feel good. It's just like, nobody cares. You know, nothing's really going to matter. We're all going to die, you know? It sounds a little grim, but it helps keep me grounded. That was the quote. I personally, as someone that's like, has that same ideology of, like, joking around of, like, oh, nothing matters. We're all going to die anyways.
Yeah.
I appreciate the mindset, but also, like, therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Sports psychologists are there for a reason.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know, like, I haven't seen, other than the quotes themselves and people talk, like, tweeting the quote, I haven't seen many people's, like, reaction, I guess, to it, and, like, their thoughts and feelings. But sometimes, like, I understand it 100% as someone who came from kind of, like, who competed in high-stakes sports growing up like this. And not like this. I did not compete at a professional paying level. But, like, that was always the pep talk that I would give myself, was kind of, like, nobody cares. And it's almost like you put yourself into this mindset of, oh, this isn't reality. Like, so who's going to care? It's also something that I do kind of just in my day-to-day life. If I get anxious, it's almost like I pretend that I'm in a movie. So it's like, oh, nobody really cares because none of this is real. So, like, I totally understand that mindset because it's like, oh, like, if none of this is real, then nobody is going to be actually, like, affected or actually think X, Y, Z. But I can also see it, and I don't know if anyone reacted as this way, but it's not really, I guess, the greatest thing to hear, as if you were a fan and wanted this team to get better, I could see how, like, it can be taken wrong, I guess. Mm-hmm. Kind of like almost that he doesn't care, which is, like, not what he's saying at all. It's just something to, again, as he said, keep him grounded and kind of keep his mind from overworking. And again, as he says, taking it one shot, one save at a time. But I feel like, especially with the older crowd, I feel like they would kind of take it in the wrong way of, like, oh, it comes from a place of not caring, where it actually doesn't.
Me personally, I say fuck the older crowd. No, I'm
kidding. You're right. You're right. So right for that.
But no, yeah, I can definitely see why, like, some Sharks fans were not happy with it. But personally, I think David Cooley is an icon now. Mm-hmm. And I look forward to following his career, especially, like, well, I don't think we mentioned this when we were talking about the bunny with the jersey. But he made 49 saves in his fourth NHL start and got the W for what apparently is his hometown team, the Sharks being his hometown team.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Well, I can't, like, yeah. Now that I know who this man is, can't wait to see more of him.
Exactly. We'll talk about him in like maybe a couple more years from now when we when the Sharks actually make the playoffs again.
For sure. All right. And then Shay, do you want to take it away with our book club?
Yes. So I can't take credit for this. I think it was Megan's idea. For wanting to start a book club. We've talked about this before, in private, but we want to make it official. We will be reading this book called The Offensive Edge by Hannah Henry. It is book 5 in a series, in a hockey book series called Delay of Game. Each book has its own story.
Thank you.